the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrandtHanson.com.
If you watch the news a lot, you will get information. What you will not get is wisdom. You will get zero wisdom units from the news.
And I've experienced where it's taken some away at some point.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah, subtracting wisdom units.
It does. That's what always gets me. We talked about this before on the show. Like, people are like, we just need smarter people in control. Like, no, we need wiser people. It's not about accrual of information or somebody's. We've all known people that may know a lot of things, but doesn't necessarily even lend to living their lives. I mean, their lives may be a wreck, but they've accumulated a lot of stats and figures. Believe me, I love stats and figures. You know that. I love memorizing things. I love history and just facts. But that's not wisdom. And the news will not give you that. That's a great question. So if you can't get wisdom from the news, you just get information from the news, where do you get it? And this guy, John Pippo, writes this blog. I really like it. I really like what he has to say. I think he's got a lot of wisdom himself. And he was saying his sources are not the news. And as soon as they start interpreting the events for you, he tunes them out. Mm. Like, he can get information about something that happened, but that other than any interpretations being offered, like, can't respect it. And I happen to agree with him. But here's the thing. He says, here's where he finds wisdom. Number one is people around him who spend time with God and know God. Mm-hmm. He can get wisdom from them. The second thing is, it's actually through his relationship with God. Like, God will speak through us spiritually or to us or live through us. Mm. And we can't discount that. Like, God's spirit is involved in our lives if we've surrendered to him. And the third thing he says is just, like, scripture. And he doesn't say this, I'll say this, but if scripture is God-breathed, it's kind of like CPR. Like, I need to inhale it. If he's exhaling it, I got to inhale it. That's how I'm going to stay alive. This is going to be so awesome. It's one of the things that makes this radio program so epic. We are looking at an alien planet teeming with friendly alien life forms. It hangs in the balance. We have a listener come on board our spaceship, and if he or she misses the question, it blows up.
The planet, not the spaceship.
Right. Good point. Got to have the antecedent agreement, all that sort of stuff. Okay. So, are you ready for this? You want to try this?
Okay.
Sweet. Here we go. And I'm using facts that I have learned. And I will ask you this question. If you get it wrong, then this planet will blow up and the guilt will rain down on you relentlessly for the rest of your life. So, here is the question.
Ready?
Okay.
It has to do with socks and how we put them on. When putting on our socks, who puts the left one on first? Almost no one? About half of us? Or almost everyone? Puts the left one on first. Almost no one? About half of us? Or almost everyone?
This is a really arbitrary question based on...
No, it's based on a fact.
Yeah. Okay.
It's based on a fact. They've studied this, and it's very interesting to me.
All right.
I would guess almost everyone.
Who even thinks of it?
Apparently, right? These people doing the study at a major university.
No, I was just thinking because, you know, right-handed people would probably do the left sock first, and more people are right-handed than left.
So you're going to go with almost everyone?
I'm going to go with almost everyone.
Well, yeah. According to the study, 90% of people put the left one on first.
You got it.
Wow!
I think the aliens were probably worried in the beginning with our banter, but yeah.
Save the planet, learn
nice.
Something interesting all at once.
The Brandt Hanson Show, ladies and gentlemen.
All at once.
Can I ask how you know that? The fact that we just had...
Oh, about socks?
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting, don't you? 90% of us put our left one on first. I'd never thought about it until I read that.
Where?
I read books.
Okay.
I'm constantly
consuming... I do too,
consuming...
but I just... That type of information never seems to pass my way, but...
No, I read academic journals and whatnot.
In an academic journal, it told you that most people put the left sock on first.
It was in the fall edition. It was a quarterly American Sock Society. So I subscribe.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at me.
This is really nice and really sad. We got this quick little email from Alice. She said, I really love your show. That's the nice part.
Nice. Thank you.
I listen all the time when I'm on my way to my work shift. However, they've changed my shift, so I won't be able to hear your show on a regular basis anymore, and I'll miss you both.
Aw.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That she's going to need.
Brant.
I actually wrote her a resignation letter.
I was going to say. Don't you tell her not to take this job.
Dear employer of Alice, Alice will resign immediately so that she can listen to our show. Sincerely, Brant and Sherry. Thank you. Technology news that you need to know about. The world's first self-healing car is coming out.
Self-healing.
Very expensive. It's one of those super fancy ultra sports cars. I can't remember who makes it. Like Lamborghini.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm excited about this. Basically, if it gets in a little ding, the outside of itself heals itself. I want it to go further than that. I don't care about dings and scratches.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a car that I don't have to take in and feel dumb.
I want it to heal its own transmission.
Right. Because I'm so tired of going in there. Like, it's bad enough that I don't know how to fix things.
Yeah.
But it's just, I know they see through me.
Do you try? Do you go in there with some level of bravado?
Yes.
Like, I do know
I'll
what's
ask,
going on.
Right. Okay. I try to walk in there with some swagger. I try to walk in there after talking to friends, smart friends.
Yes.
And
yes.
They're like, well, your ex-fibrillator here is, that's probably the issue. So I'll go in there and I'll parrot that.
Okay. It's
probably the ex-fibrillator. And they'll start laughing.
Because there's no such thing.
We haven't put those things on for 10 years.
See, that's your problem. Maybe just go in and throw yourself at their mercy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Just start crying. I don't know just how to do it. Just please. I think that'll bode well for you.
Yeah, just embrace the fact that I have no idea what I'm doing. Just start bawling. Sure. I like it. Maybe you know somebody who's an actually person, and they're like, well, actually, and they correct you.
Mm-hmm.
I like those people, and I know
really?
I'm in the minority.
Okay.
I'm an actually guy.
I was going to say you like them because you are them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am them, but I appreciate it. Somebody gets on there, well, actually, Brant, you said this wrong. Like, thank you.
Okay.
So with that in mind, I have an actually moment for you that I think is really interesting.
Got it. Okay.
You know, people say carpe diem, so I should seize the day and like do something crazy today. And, that's actually, that's the opposite of the actual meaning of where that comes from in Latin. The full term is carpe diem, quam minimum, credula postero. And what it means is take care of something today because you're not guaranteed you'll be able to do it tomorrow. The future is in jeopardy.
Wow.
Like, so if you're thinking, I'll put it off till tomorrow and then I'll harvest the crops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, the weather might not allow you to do that. You might not be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be thinking ahead. And take, so it's kind of the opposite of the just grab the gusto, do whatever I want. Like, we go a little crazy today and forget tomorrow. It's like thinking because you do have a future.
Right.
What should you do today to prepare for that?
That's good. You know what? I've heard you actually many, 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 many times.
You like that, huh?
I've enjoyed this.
She liked it. Hey.
That's a great.
Hey, thanks.
It's a great relation. I didn't know that.
Making some relational headway here. That's kind of awesome. Hey, sorry, my voice is kind of messed up today. More importantly than my voice, God's voice. Some people say, oh, I heard God say this, or God told me, or God, like, and I never, because my own life, I've never had anything like that happen, just being honest. So I'm always like, what are you talking about? And I do know this, though, like, if God's going to lead you to do something, and it might be just something that's placed on your mind repeatedly, like, I ought to do this. It seems like that thing ought to be something you normally wouldn't just want to do anyway. And my wife said that to me yesterday, like, yeah, it would have to be consonant with Jesus's character. And he was all about sacrifice. So she had something that she felt like God was telling her to do. And it wasn't an audible voice. It was just a repeated thought and burden, like, she ought to do this because she didn't want to do it. And that made sense to me. And it was something loving for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And that makes sense to me because I don't always understand the religious talk. God told me. But if it's something that's repeated, maybe you should listen to that. And it's something that's sacrificial and loving.
And something you really probably don't want to do.
It's not going to be like, God told me to go ahead and buy the car I wanted. Well, like, sorry. Maybe not. But yeah, if it's something sacrificial and loving, that that makes sense. Thank you so much for listening to the program. We're honored. By the way, it's really easy to get on the air on a radio station like this and to come off like, wow, that guy's a really good Christian. It's honestly, it is. It's easy. Sherry can do it. I can do it. Anybody can do it. It's probably easy for you if you've been around church culture for a while. You can fool people. You can say,
there's a template, really.
Oh, yeah, here's what I believe. I believe this. But you know what? What you believe isn't what you say you believe. It's what you do, right? So if you see where I'm spending my time and my money and my effort and you know who I really am in that sense, like when no one else is around to be impressed, you get a little more sense of what I actually believe. Because you can tell what I believe based on where my treasure goes. And my treasure is my time and my effort, my energy and my money. So if you see where those go, then you know. That'll tell you. It's so easy to be on a stage or to be on the radio and try to impress people. Look how spiritual I am. Anybody can do that. It's much more difficult to in your actual personal life to be sacrificial with your own money and energy and to forgive people, to bless those who curse you. Much harder. And anybody can get on a stage and try to be impressive. And you know what happens too? A lot of the stage spotlight things, like this job. So I'm picking on myself here, not other people, but all of us, right? Like, there's a lot of needy people when they see a spotlight or when they think about a mass media job or mm-hmm. it's a stage or they can be significant some way.
You just call it a honeypot for narcissists or something like that.
Yeah, like narcissistic bears.
Yeah.
There's a honeypot and it's on a stage. Like, well, who do you think's going to come up there and start slurping out of it? It's like, it's true.
It is.
There's a whole lot of needy. And I could tell you that. And Sherry could tell you that from being on the inside of this thing. Like, there's just, it's populated with needy people. God still loves us, but it really is true. And so what happens a lot of times, we're really impressed by people who have these platforms and then we're not quite as appreciative of what God's given us to do without a big platform. And that's too bad. They just announced the inductees for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Oh, I had no idea there was such a thing.
Wiffle ball gets in, the Clue game, board game.
I remember that. That was fun.
They did not put the Magic 8 Ball in. That's a good call. Because that's
why?
That's not a toy. I don't even know what that is. I don't know why those sold. Like, what? Even
it's
as a child,
little...
I'm like, this is random. What does this have to do? Why is it an 8 Ball? Why?
Who said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a problem with Clue getting in, though. I'll be honest with you.
Why? I like that game.
I don't think it's a good game.
Haven't we played that at your house?
No. I generally don't play. You might play it with my kids.
Okay.
I usually duck out. And I'll tell you why.
Why,
Grant? It's great the way it's set up in terms of logic. If it was robots playing, I'd be all in. But somebody always forgets to say, like, you're like, does anybody have the lamp stand and or whatever?
Yes.
And they forget. They don't. And then at the end of the game, mm-hmm. you go to unveil the big reveal.
And someone had the lamp stand.
And then it's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. You know what I'm talking about?
I do, yes.
That destroys the whole integrity of the game.
It does. That's true.
Now we've seen inside the envelope, so we spent the last hour and a half.
But that's
now
not the game's fault. That's human error.
But it's 100% of the time. There's always somebody in the group that's like, oh, I had Colonel Mustard. I should have. Whoops. You know what? Even if you don't care about fantasy football, you should probably still do it anyway.
Why?
It's true. They say it's good for your career, and it makes sense. Can you guess why?
Because you're involved in all the stuff. It helps you socially with everybody.
Yes.
Build relationships.
Which is so funny, because I was reading this article. I'm like, that's exactly why I do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chance for me to take my interest in statistics.
Mm-hmm.
For good or ill, mm-hmm. like, I get to play with people, and it gives me something to talk about.
Yeah.
And then you might be in a league with your boss, mm-hmm. or your boss's boss, and it's something to laugh. And
that
otherwise,
makes sense.
Yeah.
You were commissioner over a league once, weren't you?
Yeah.
That didn't go.
You know what? I've kind of blocked that from my memory, because, oh, I remember now. Oh. Yeah, that's the one
problem.
I signed you up for.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I couldn't get it organized, and it bombed. We didn't even start the season.
See, this will help with your career, everyone.
Because you'll realize there's other people that are incompetent. Like, this commissioner, for instance. Wow, is this a good question? Amanda asked this on Facebook. She said, hey, Brant, sorry if this is offensive, but you seem to be open to talking about this, plus you're unoffendable.
Yeah. You really painted yourself in a corner with
right,
that one,
I did.
Right?
But seriously, do you think your autism is a consequence of the fallen world, or do you think it's something God created purposefully to make you better suited to be different and serve his purpose?
Ooh, that is a good question.
God made me different, she says, in other ways, and I find myself contemplating this a lot. I think it is a great question, and I will endeavor to answer this coming up. My answer to this question was, I know this. I'm this way because God wanted to be glorified through it. I know that. I really don't know beyond that. But I do know whatever I am is so that he can be glorified. And there's a guy in the Bible who's blind, and they ask Jesus, whose fault is this? You know, why is he blind? And Jesus said, so that God can be glorified, mm-hmm. and he heals him. But there's all sorts of different ways to see God being glorified through our weakness, and weakness is a major theme of, like, the New Testament of the Bible. Weakness, and how God uses it so that his strength is made clear in our weakness. So that said, I also think it's wonderful. I like it. I like being on the spectrum. And I like being different. I don't want to be normal, okay? So there, if you're insulted by that, I'm sorry. But it's true. So I don't know that I'd even classify it as a weakness per se. I don't know. My nystagmus, I have this neurological condition that makes my eyes move back and forth and stuff. That's clearly, to me, a weakness. Mm-hmm. Again, I think it's so that God can be glorified. I think it chased me into certain manners of being, like being a reader instead of being somebody who was more social or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about the autism thing. The autism thing, to me, just like part of my personality, I think it's good. It's a great question, Amanda. Hope you're having an awesome Tuesday. My name is Brant, and producer Sherry is here too. And oh my goodness, okay. We have a breaking
animal news
story for you. There's a penguin named Lala who walks himself with a little backpack to a market in Japan every day.
Mm-hmm.
He walks through town by himself, waddling a tiny penguin with a tiny backpack, and they put a little fish in his backpack, and he walks it home and then eats it the rest of the day.
Okay.
His name is Lala. Imagine a penguin in your town.
Just
and it's not like a northern town.
Mm-hmm.
He's just making it work. And he walks. They keep the AC on in their house so he feels comfortable.
In what house?
The house he lives in.
He lives in a house?
He lives in a house, and he leaves every day. They put a little backpack on him. He can't get it on himself, but I've seen this.
I don't understand. This is his house?
Well,
he owns the house?
Somebody else owns it.
He's renting.
Not legally, he can't buy because you have to have a down payment, mortgage insurance. He's a penguin. There's several factors there. But, he actually walks every day. And I've seen this on TV. It's really amazing. And people
confusing.
Just walk right by. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, Lala.
I like that. I like it a lot. And that's your breaking animal story.
Great.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Brant. I don't sound normal today.
You're really
of
working,
cold.
Working that sick voice.
But why not sound cool? I can.
Nice.
That's the plan, yeah.
Can I ask you something, Barry?
Yeah.
The breaking animal news that we had.
Very, very white.
Yes.
Talking penguins.
That's a whole new feature.
Because that's what people say they want. When
right.
we say, hey, what do you want on your radio station?
Very white talking about
I want
penguins.
Very white. I want them talking about penguins, and I want it now.
Well, here it is.
Okay. Right.
So you have a penguin walking through a town with
yes.
a little
True
backpack
story.
On.
His name is Lala. He has a little backpack, and he goes to the fish market, and they put a little fish in his backpack, and he walks home.
But what is home? Does someone own this penguin? Does the penguin have his own?
Yeah.
Someone owns a penguin as a pet.
Yes.
And instead of feeding it, they send him to walk to the
yeah.
market by
and
himself.
He waddles down the street on the side of the street.
With a backpack.
With a little backpack on. And it's the cutest thing.
Okay.
In the opinion of Barry White. That is most adorable. Oh, yeah. Totally adorable.
Barry White approves.
Cutest penguin you ever saw. Yeah. Love this. Matt started listening to the show recently, and now you got a problem that's going on with the things in your head.
Somehow I'm always singing the Zipper Merge song. My five-year-old girl now also sings it.
You know what's funny is
that's
that,
good stuff.
That goes through my mind, too, and occasionally I'll hear the Chasing Cars song,
It
is.
It goes through
Snow
my head,
Patrol,
too. Yeah.
And it's like, I'm right back there, like, if I wait here.
Well, I hear it whenever I'm not letting someone merge. I hear that little, please let me merge. Me too.
We should play it. Here's the Zipper Merge song about waiting to merge. Hey, you guys, I'm right here, but I'm looking to be over there. So far, you got it.
Yeah, I got it.
With you guys. In your lanes, but it's been hours and I'm still here. If I wait here, if I kinda wait here, maybe you'll see me, maybe you'll let me in. But they're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please let me merge. Please let me merge here. I'm sorry, just wanted to be on your highway too.
Wow. And then it builds
up. Oh, it's a build. I didn't know that. Okay.
If I wait here.
I see it.
If I kind of wait here. After 4 days, will you maybe throw me some food? Oh. I'll just wait here.
Yes.
With my turn signal on here. I guess I'll work remotely. Maybe this is my new home.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's evocative.
Thank you.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.